from marginal to slight, enhanced, moderate, and high are talking about mainly the coverage of severe weather. So the higher rank that you go in those categories, the more numerous the severe weather is. But they also tie into, you know, how strong the storms may be and the different impacts that they may cause. So the higher the category, also, you know, the more large hail or the more tornadoes, the higher winds are expected.
What is considered severe weather threat? What would be all fall into that category?
Yeah, so kind of at the lowest level, tornadoes, winds of at least 60 miles an hour or hail of at least 1 inch all fall into severe weather. And those, again, are the minimum criteria for your local weather forecast office to issue either a severe thunderstorm or a tornado warning. Obviously, larger hail than that, you know, as we get up to, you know, tennis ball, baseball, softball sized hail or winds that get up to 70, 80, 90 miles an hour are also still, you know, possible and still categorized as severe weather. But those were the minimum criteria for what a severe storm is.
We've had a lot of rain here recently. The ground's very saturated. And with the risk of high wind, what does that mean as far as what are the increased risks then that come with that?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you do get kind of the rain soaked ground, it can lead to increased risk of trees falling over, trees falling into homes or cars. So that's definitely one of the things to keep in mind, that it may not just be, you know, hey, hail on my car or, you know, a risk of tornado, both of which are serious. But even just a 60 mile an hour severe thunderstorm could knock over trees and, again, damage homes, damage cars and cause risks there as well.
When storms come at night, is there greater risk?
There is, mainly because, you know, you may go to sleep before the storms come and then they move through overnight. So some of the things that folks can do when severe weather is going to strike at night is to have your cell phone charged. And if you have a NOAA weather radio, have that plugged in and ready to go as well, because you'll need something that can wake you up, you know, kind of like an alarm clock does in the morning. Having that cell phone or that NOAA weather radio will wake you up with a wireless emergency alert, or when the alerts go off for a tornado warning or for a large severe thunderstorm warning. And then the other thing to do, especially at night, is to go ahead and have that plan ready. Know where the safe place is in your house to take shelter. You know, have your little emergency kit ready. Make sure everybody in the family knows where that is, so that if a tornado warning is issued and you know, get that alarm on your phone, that in that days of being woken up, you kind of instantly know what the plan is and the actions to take.
We also have a WFMJ Storm Tracker app. So anyone out there that's listening, you know, stay tuned, download it, stay safe. That way you know what's going on. As you were saying, you know, have a plan in place. What happens for nocturnal tornadoes? Is there an increased risk if a tornado hits at night?
There's not exactly an increased risk other than that, you know, kind of lack of awareness of not being able to see it coming. I mean, granted, one of the big things that we say is, you know, there may be an impulse if you get that tornado warning on your phone to go outside, especially if it is daylight, to, you know, confirm that the tornado is coming to you. We very much push that, you know, don't waste the time there. Is if you get that tornado warning on the app, on through WEA, through a NOAA weather radio, to just seek immediate action there. So that's really kind of the greater risk at night, is not being able to see it coming. But we say, you know, when that warning is issued, when you get that warning, just immediately seek shelter there in that moment.
What are the main things you could do? So you talked about prep. So what are the main things? Is it just have your phone charged? Is there other things that you should do in your home to be prepared for a storm that, you know, if you lose power?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, in your home, you know, have a clear area of shelter. If you were in, you know, a standard family home, that's usually an interior room, like a closet or a bathroom. Really, you're trying to put as many walls between you and the outside as possible, because you're protecting yourself from the flying debris that is around the tornado. So, you know, have that safe place designated, have it cleaned out so you're not having to throw things out of a closet or something at night or when you need to take shelter. Again, have things charged, have multiple ways to receive warnings. You know, if it's at night, not just the cell phone, but also having a NOAA weather radio, or maybe having, you know, a commercial radio, or leaving your TV on to the local TV station so that you have these other ways to get the weather warnings, whether you have power or if you lose power, things like, you know, your cell phone will be charged. So it'll continue to get WEAs, or your NOAA weather radio has the battery backup to have that. So those are kind of some of the main things that you can do, is just knowing where your shelter is and having those other ways to receive warnings just in case you do lose power.
There's some great tips. Anything else you can add to for our listeners?
The only other thing that I would say is that very much if you live in a mobile or manufactured home, to be very weather aware, even weak tornadoes, the EF0 and 1 tornadoes can cause havoc for mobile homes. So for those in mobile homes to have kind of an extra layer of have a plan, you know, maybe a best friend or maybe a family member that lives just down the street in a standard home. And if a tornado watch is issued, to go ahead and go to that sturdier shelter, because again, even the lower end tornadoes pose a greater risk for those in mobile and manufactured homes. So I think that's the last big thing to say.
And you brought up a great point. I know we get this call all the time. You know, explain the difference between a watch and a warning.
Definitely. So a watch basically means to prepare, that the conditions are likely, that storms maybe are to the west or you know, kind of a ways moving towards you. So if a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch is prepared or is issued, that's your time to prepare. No, hey, the severe weather's coming. It's expected. Make sure all of the things that I've already listed are kind of done and ready to go, so that if a severe thunderstorm warning or tornado warning is issued, that's your instant to, you know, take action. The time to prepare is over, and that is your time to take action to, you know, get you and your family to safety.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that great advice. And, you know, with the extreme weather that's coming, you know, and will be coming for the, you know, the next few months, it's always great to have a reminder of what we need to do.
Definitely. That's why we're here, is the Weather Service, not just to issue those watches and warnings, but to also, you know, talk to communities and help get that preparedness information out there.
Thank you for everything you do, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. That was very good. Very helpful.